So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the halacha of kaimitz shecholku b'shnei kelim ein kadosh. If after kmitza, the kain divided the kaimitz and put each half into a separate vessel, the kedushas haguf is not accomplished and the kaimitz is pasul. And the corresponding halacha of kabbalah sadam, kibel pachas mechde hazoya b'chlizeh or pachas mechde hazoya b'chlizeh loy kiddush. If after shechita, the kain received less than the shir dam in each of two kelim, even if he then combined the two into one kli, and there is now a shir dam, the kiddush b'kli sharis was not accomplished, and the dam is pasul. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes regarding chavite kain gadol. The kain gadol brought a mincha consisting of a nisarin every day. One half was brought in the morning, and the other half was brought in the afternoon. Rabbi Yechanan holds eini kiddush lechatzayin. The entire mincha must first be put into one kli sharis, and then be divided. But if he initially put the two halves into separate kelim, the kiddushas haguf is not accomplished. While Rabbi Lazar holds mitech shekarva lechatzayin, kiddush lechatzayin. Since the two halves are offered separately, he may initially put them into separate kelim, and the kiddushas haguf is accomplished. The Gemara first elaborates on Rabbi Lazar's opinion of mitech shekarva lechatzayin, kiddush lechatzayin, and the Gemara asks, leilif midam. Rabbi Lazar should derive the halach of chavitin from Kabbal Sadam as follows. Just as kibbut pochas mechde hazoy bechlizeh, upochas mechde hazoy bechlizeh loy kiddush, so too chavite kain gadol ene kiddush lechatzayin. The Gemara answers that Rav Elazar holds mincha midam lo yalof. Mincha mi mincha yalof. We cannot derive mincha from dam because one is mincha while the other is zvachim, an animal sacrifice. Therefore, we cannot derive chavitin from Kabbalah Sadam. However, we can derive one type of mincha from another type of mincha. As Rav Elazar says, mincha shekametza behechel kasherah shekemetzina basilik bezichin. If a kain did kemitza inside the hechel, it is kasher, as we see that the bezichin were removed from the shulchan inside the hechel, and silik bezichin corresponds to kemitza. The Gemara later questions this halach of mincha shekamatza behechel kshera from the brayso that darshens the following pasuk: Ve'viel b'nei Aaron ha'kayhanim v'kametz misham v'loy kumtzei. The words v'kametz misham imply mimakim sharagli hazar oimdis. Kmitza needs to be done in the outer ear of the hazara, where the owner Azar may stand. This implies, however, that kmitza cannot be done in the hechel where Azar may not stand. The Gemara answers that although kmitza behechel kshera, the pasuk of v'kametz misham is needed to teach lahachshir is kol hazara kula. Kmitza can be done anywhere in the Azara. Otherwise, we might have thought that kmitza can only be done in Karen Duremis Maravis near the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, because there is a hekesh from Hagasha to kmitza, and the following pasuk be'kribe al-akoyin ve'gishol Mizbeach b'kametz. Ma Hagasha be'Karen Duremis Maravis, av kmitza nami be'Karen Duremis Maravis. Just as the vessel of a carbon mincha must be brought into contact with the Maravis Duremis corner of the Mizbeach, so to kmitza must be done near the Maravis Duremis corner. Kamash Malan, therefore, Bekametz Misham teaches Lahachshir's Kol Hazara Kula. The Gemara then proceeds to explain Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, Chavite Kohen Gadol Eini Kedusha Lachatzayin, because the pasuk states, Zer Karben Aaron, Asira Saifa Selis Mincha Tamid Machatzisa Babeker Machatzisa Be'erv. The words Mincha Machatzisa teach, Hevi Mincha Ve'acha Kechaytseyu. The entire Mincha must first be put into one Kli, and then the Mincha is divided into two halves. While Rav Elazar holds mincha machatzisa teaches lahaviya shalom mibeisa, the kohen gadol must bring the entire mincha at once from his home to the beis hamikdash. But if after the mincha was divided into two kelim, the kedushas haguf is accomplished. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes in the case of hifresh chatzi asarin v'daita lahisiv. Rav Amar ein kadosh, Rabbi Yechanan Amar kadosh. If the kohen put half the shir isarin of the mincha into a kli and he intended to add to it to complete the shir isarin, Rav holds the Kedushas Aguf was not accomplished, while Rabbi Yechanan holds the Kedushas Aguf was accomplished. The Gemara first elaborates on Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. Hefesh Chatzi Esar and Kaddish. And the Gemara asks, Leilev Michavitin, Rabbi Yechanan should derive a regular mincha from Michas Chavitin as follows. Just as Chavitin Kohen Gadol ain't the Kedusha Lechatzayin, so to Hefesh Chatzi Esar and the Kaddish. The Gemara explains, Daita Lohisav Shani. In our case, since the Kohen intends to add to it to complete the Shir Esarin, the Kedushas Aguf is accomplished. The Gemara then proceeds to elaborate on Rav's opinion. Hefesh chatzi isaron ain't a kaddish, and the Gemara explains that Rav must hold like Rabbi Yechanan in the case of chavite kain gadol ain't a kaddish lechatzayin. And milsa memilsa yalfinan, we derive a regular mincha from minchas chavitin, then hefesh chatzi isaron ain't a kaddish. And we see that Rav holds milsa memilsa yalfinan from his statement regarding the three ingredients of a mincha: seilas flour, shemen oil, and levaina frankincense. As Rav says, mincha kedusha b'lei shemen u'b'lei levaina. If only seilas was put into a kli sharis, it gets kedushas aguf even though there is no shemen and no levaina, because b'lei shemen shekim metzina b'lechem apanim. The kiddush of lechem apanim is accomplished with seilas and levaina only, but no shemen. And b'lei levaina shekim metzina b'michas nesachem. The kiddush of michas nesachem is accomplished with seilas v'shemen only, but no levaina. And b'lei shemen u'b'lei levayin shekei metzina b'menchas chayti. The kiddush of menchas chayti is accomplished with seilas only, but no shemen u'levayin. And shemen u'levayin kachi hai b'lei hai v'hai b'lei hai. If only shemen or only levayna were put into a kli sharis, they also get kedusha seguf, because shemen shekei metzina b'loig shemen shel mitzayra, and levayna shekei metzina b'levayna abo b'bezichet. Chanina disagrees and says leizu kedusha b'leizu v'leizu kedusha b'leizu. They only get kedusha seguf if all three ingredients seilas shemen or levayna are put into a kli sharis, but they do not get kedusha seguf if any ingredient is missing. And according to Reb Chanina, isar and lama nimshach l'meches chayte. The measuring cup for flour is consecrated as a kli sharis to accomplish kedusha seguf for the meches chayte that consists of only seilas. And v'loig lama nimshach l'loig shel mitzayra. The measuring cup for oil was consecrated as a kli sharis to accomplish kedusha seguf for the leg of the mitzayra that consists only of shemen. The Gemara adds that Shmuel agrees with Rav in this halacha of mincha kedusha b'lei shemen u'b'lei levayna. As the Mishnah Masechta Zevachim states, klei halach mekatchen es halach, umidas hayavish mekatchen es hayavish. Ve'en klei halach mekatchen es hayavish, v'limidas hayavish mekatchen es halach. A vessel for liquids can only accomplish kedusha seguf for liquids, but not for solids. And the measuring cups for solids can only accomplish kedusha seguf for solids, but not for liquids. And Shmuel made the following distinction regarding klei halach. Lo yishano ele midos. Only a measuring cup for liquids cannot be mekadesh solids, because as Rashi explains, a measuring cup is only used for measuring. Of mizrakos mekadesh es hayavish. A cup designated to hold blood can be mekadesh solids, because the pasuk states mizruk echad kesef shnei meleim seilus belulav Hashem lemincha. The mizruk dam was mekadesh the seilus alone, even though the michas asachem also required shemen. And although the pasuk states belulav Hashem, which implies that the seilus was already mixed with shemen, and the mincha is considered lach, Shmuel offers two answers. Elo liyavish sheba. There are always some pieces of seilus that are not mixed with shemen, and they too become kaddish. Or because mincha like abitam ke yavish dami. A mincha belulah, flour mixed with oil, is considered a yavish in comparison to the fluid dam, and even so the mincha got kedushas aguf in the mizrak dam.